Here's Harold this morning. Morning, Harold.
Morning, Stephen. I see you're talking rubbish this morning again.
Yes.
Well, to be serious, in Portadown, there's two car parks. There's a main 10 one, and then there's a smaller one round Sandy Row, just where Tesco's is. Now, on the other side, Tesco's is on the other side of the road. But I was in it not so long ago during the hot weather, and I do park my car there. And Stephen, there's broken bottles, junkies, needles, dirt, filth of all sorts. It's terrible. And there's three houses, old houses, they're empty, and they've been used as drinking dens. Now, I have told the council about this, and they nothing done about it, except the rubbish at times has been lifted. But it's a real drinking den, them three empty houses. They need to be taken down, Stephen.
Thank you, Hal. Josephine next. We'll not be taking down any houses. Morning, Josephine.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Well, the problem is, it's an ongoing problem. I live in Craigan in Derry, and it's our local shops. I've been on the council constantly to keep the vans empty at the shops, because then the antisocial, they burn them. But today I was over at the shops, at my local shops again today, and they were man cleaning. I thought they were road sweepers because the shops were such a mess. And I stopped them and asked, are you road sweepers or do you clean the shops? He said, no, we clean the shops. If the shops hasn't cleaned, do you empty the vans? I empty them. He said, I know you did not, because I took a photo of it. And matter of fact, one of the vans were burnt with much rubbish on it.
This is the
1.6 million they're spending in Derry. I'd like to know how much they're spending in Craigan.
Yeah, well, we don't have that breakdown, but £1.6 million in Derry alone, it's a lot of dough, isn't it?
It is a lot of dough.
If you think about it.
If your van is not going to be emptied, they're going to be burnt. If the van is full, the children, all right, I know there are going to be people going to still drop litter.
Yeah.
If the van is empty, they're going to put the stuff in.
Do you know what I've forgotten about? Just you talking about bins has reminded me. Of course, Malachy O'Doherty, we did the story last week. Here in the Nolan Show, of how Belfast City Council intends to reduce the size of all of our bins by a quarter. They're going to shrink our bins.
And then they'll need more road sweepers in and clean out brushing it. Because we haven't enough, I always say we haven't got enough room in the bins.
And by the way, we established that Belfast City Council, Malachy, who are going to shrink our bins, and they're going to have a target and they're going to have an end date. They haven't given themselves any targets or end dates to reduce their own bins, of course. They're still talking about that.
You know, we had the bin collection around here this morning. I mean, I live in a house with a back alley where people, you know, some neighbours are very good. They you know, they put out a full bin and nothing extra. But you know, you get flat dwellers and others who dump out stuff. I had there was a Chinese restaurant that I won't name, obviously, came over and dumped loads of stuff in my back alley, which then somebody else set fire to. I photographed it and sent the council a photograph of it, showing the leaflets, the menus from the restaurant itself, giving the phone number of the place, and I even put it up on Facebook, and that they said they couldn't do anything about it because they couldn't trace the people who'd put the rubbish there. The people who'd put the rubbish there had left their own phone number and address on it, you know. So there's, but these are the isolated issues, you know, that don't tell you the whole picture. But what tells you the whole picture is these figures, like £7.5 million, you know. And you know, your caller there on talking about Derry is talking about you know, 1.6 million being spent in Derry, and that being a huge amount of money. But actually, it's a seventh of what's being spent in Belfast, and Belfast isn't seven times the size of Derry.
Anna Lowe is chair of the Environment Committee. She's contacted us. Morning to you, Anna.
Hello, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What can be done about this? Or is this a figure that we can expect, actually? Is this nothing unusual? It sounds big, Anna.
Well, I suppose when you spread it out over the whole of Northern Ireland, it is not that big. And you do need to sweep the streets. You have fallen leaves, and particularly now coming up to the autumn. I know in my office, just outside my office, you know, we have two trees on the university street, so you know, a lot of leaves get around. But as I step out of the car, I suddenly notice there was a plastic fork just on the street.
A what?
A plastic fork. You know, people eating food.
Oh, right.
They just threw it. onto the pavement on University Street. Mm-hmm. And there's, crisp packets and all that. It is changing attitude. People need to know bring the rubbish home or just stuff them into their own pocket.
They need to care about the area, Anna, don't they?
But I think, too, there need to maybe be more rubbish bins about. I know we complain about, you know, people leaving rubbish on beaches. Sometimes you see that, you know, there aren't enough bins or not large enough. And when you can see then people just throw the rubbish beside the bin when the bin was absolutely full. So maybe there needs to be more amenities, public amenities that people can throw things in as well.
Anna, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you on Twitter today, at Stephen Nolan. Someone asking here, does that litter bill include debris from peaceful loyalist protesters? Someone else saying, Stephen, Gay Pride 2013 at Custom House Square was like a war zone with litter and alcohol. The litter warden wasn't on duty. They could have made an absolute fortune. Another here, I've seen a mother with two kids take off the wrapper of two ice lollies, throw them on the ground one at a time in front of the kids. 0845 9555 678. The text 81771. Here's Margaret. Morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
Morning.
Stephen, how are you?
Terrible.
What's wrong with you?
Ack. I put on a wee bet last night for Manchester United to win. I went to Old Trafford and I lost, and I lost money, and I don't like losing money.
Well, you have plenty of it. Stephen, I'm just back from Rhode Island, and I couldn't believe the cleanliness of the place. We were there for 2 weeks with my cousin Eileen and my friend Sheila, and we were in Maine, we were in New Hampshire, we were all over, and the whole time we were away, I think I saw two plastic bags. And you're talking about Santa Monica. I was there a long time ago, and it was in California, and my friend who we went over to see, if she saw a piece of rubbish on the ground, she just lifted and put it in the bin.
It
was spotless, and that's over 20 years ago.
It's absolutely spotless. It's unbelievably spotless. Anyway, I'm not going to bore you all with it again. I'm going in a few months' time. I can't wait. David's on the line. Morning, David.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, this is a subject vaguely related to what you're talking about. That was an experience I had last week. I went down to do work close to the Blackwater River that flows in the Clinch area, and I saw fellers in the river beside the bridge, and I thought somebody had maybe dumped a feller, filled a pillow or something in or like that, and I suddenly realised when I got closer that it was birds. And I looked, there were two or three on the one side of the... and then when I went downstream, I saw a lot more, an awful lot more. So I went and got a garden rake and went down into the river and lifted these things up to see how many there were. And there were 35 pigeons.
Okay, there were not.
35 pigeons had been dumped in the river on each side of the bridge, or maybe they'd all been dumped on one side and some floated down the other.
Oh.
And I checked to see whether there were, rings on the legs in case there were racing pigeons. But I said no. If anybody was dumping dead racing pigeons, they would take the rings off. But there were no rings, and the legs were intact. So it was obvious.
Oh, I'd have been sick. I would have passed out.
Well, I felt like that, and we have to go down to work tomorrow at it, and putting up a new fence, and the smell of that now is just awful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the sort of people you have that dump 35 pigeons. And these are people that probably shot them somewhere, and then because there was no shooting around my area for maybe an odd shot, but not that number of shots would be required to shoot that number of pigeons. But they must have been probably contracted somewhere to shoot them where they were damaging barley, and then they decided when they had a bag full of them, they just find a handy place and so dumped them in the river. So that's the sort of people you have in this country.